Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Emily Paulson, and we're going to be talking about some good stuff going on this Saturday. Good morning to you, Emily.
Good morning, Levon.
Emily, I've been hearing about a farm crawl. I'm not sure that's the official name, but it's certainly the name I've been hearing. What is this event?
Yeah, so the official name is Local Food and Farm Celebration, but it is in fact a farm crawl where there's three farms, and each farm will have an open house basically all at the same time, and then people can travel from one farm to the next, kind of like the concept of a pup crawl or...
Well, that's where that comes from. I hadn't even put that together. Okay, people know about pub crawls. Yeah, farm crawl. And it is happening when?
It is happening this coming Saturday, August 27th, and it'll be from 1 to 5 p.m.
Okay, so you sort of said this initially, but 1 to 5, people can come at 3, or they can come at 1, or they can come at 4, or whatever, and spend however much time they want to spend, correct?
Exactly.
It's a come-and-go kind of thing, so kind of make it fit your schedule. What are the three farms?
We have Rolling Acres, which is Denise O'Brien and Larry Harris, Harrisdale Farmstead, which is Gil and Artie Gillespie, and then Green Crow Farm, which is myself and my husband, Nathan.
All right, and they're all kind of there along the Elkhorn Road, not too far off the Elkhorn Road there. And it's an event that I think is kind of new to our area. Now, I know a couple of weeks ago, Pottawatomie County had one that they called the Rural Rumble or Rural Ramble, I guess. And so it's not a new concept, but the three of you have said it's time to do this right here and get people involved with local food. Let's talk a little bit about each of the farms, because I think each one of you is very unique. Let's start with Harrisdale Farmstead. What's unique there?
Harrisdale is, they are focusing on permaculture and different concepts of soils, where you build up mounds out of wood and different materials, and then you can kind of direct water flow that way to best utilize rainwater and water that's already naturally in the environment. And then they're focusing on, like I said, permaculture. And permaculture is perennials, things that are going to be around for a while, as opposed to annuals that you replant every year.
And they have some of each. I'm hoping that a lot of people who are hearing about this know that all three of you, Harrisdale Farmstead, Rolling Acres, and Bruco Farms, are all at Produce in the Park. So if people have been visiting Produce in the Park, they have seen some of the output of your work. But now you can see where it all comes from. And I think the other thing about Harrisdale Farmstead is that Gil has planted a lot of different nut trees that we're going, those nuts grow in Iowa?
Yeah, it's exciting to see what all they have out there.
So that's a plus for visiting the farm. And then I believe they are also going to have some exhibits, some other folks to visit with there, the Cass County Food Policy Council and Healthy Cass and Produce in the Park. And so you get to visit with some other folks in addition to Artie and Gil if you need to do that or want to do that. So let's move on to Rolling Acres. Now, of course, Denise and Larry have been involved with the local food, growing vegetables and fruits for a long, long time, but they keep kind of adding new things too. They're not doing things the way they always have done in the past.
No, they're always looking for whatever, you know, to improve and to make things more efficient. And one thing that they have that's really neat is a high tunnel, which is, mm-hmm. It's kind of like a great big greenhouse in a lot of ways, but that allows them to extend their growing season, so they can start vegetables way before you could do it outside, and then they can also keep growing vegetables through the winter that most of us can't, you know, once it's frozen, most of us are done, but they can keep on going. So it's really neat to be able to get that kind of produce almost year round, right here, and it was grown right here in Iowa.
Yeah, I think the spinach kind of grows all year long. It kind of slows down, but doesn't die.
Right.
It's still there and ready to go early in the spring. The other thing about the high tunnel, I mean, there are a lot of advantages, but one of the things I think is neat, Emily, is the way they grow their tomatoes.
Yeah, they trellis them, and it's really incredible to see how tall a tomato plant can actually get.
And you don't have to bend over and hunt for them. They're all just kind of hanging there. It's fantastic. So, and I think maybe some cucumbers that way, too. I'm not sure about that. But anyhow, it's something to go and see and appreciate. And I know some people will remember that Denise and Larry had the strawberry bed where people could go and pick their own strawberries, or they could have them picked for them. And the good news is they're working on that again.
Yeah, it's really exciting to be able to get fresh fruit right here in Iowa, and they do a good job with them. Their strawberries looked really great a couple weeks ago when we were out there.
Good. And then we move on to Brunko Farm, Brunko, and that means what?
That is Danish for brown cow, and it was inspired by our little herd of jerseys that we have going.
So we will get to see some of those jerseys when we come visit your farm.
You betcha. We will have bottle calves that are around 2 months old, and then the milk cow that kind of is the centerpiece of our farm and what keeps us going, keeps us motivated. So that's Abby, and she will be here to see and interact with too.
All right. And I know the kids will love those little baby calves. They're so...
You betcha.
Yes. And so talk about, you know, you're pretty new at this farm thing. And again, you are at Produce in the Park, and hopefully people have brought your produce and also your pastries and all the yummy things you bake. But let's look ahead, because you're just getting started. What do you see happening in the next year, the next 5 years?
Yeah, this is our second year selling at Produce in the Park, and we are currently have a storefront under construction, so that is something new to look forward to at our farm. Next year, hopefully, we'll be doing some selling out of that since we have need to pick more than once a week, so we can pick, you know, 3 or 4 times a week and have fresh produce available all week long. And then in 5 years, in the 5 to 6 year plan, we hope to be getting a creamery up and going and expanding our herd from just one cow to more like 10. And then in that we will bottle milk and then also make yogurt. So we'll have milk and yogurt hopefully in the next 5 years. And also, I guess I should back up a second. We have some pork and beef underway right now. We have a pair of feeder pigs that will be ready late this fall. And then our first beef should be ready sometime next spring.
What kind of beef do you have?
We have Jersey beef.
And people go, what? That's not what I think of when I think of beef.
Right. Jerseys are typically a dairy breed, but the males they go into the meat market. So we have actually chosen to raise Jerseys specifically because we really enjoy the flavor and the tenderness of the meat. The marbling, because of the way they grow, the fat intersperses between the muscles really nicely, and you just get this really great marbled effect. And when you cook a roast in the crock pot, when you're done, it just falls apart. It's so good.
So something to look forward to try also. Now, along the way, you know, look for these special kinds of things. And that's one of the big advantages of coming on these farm crawls, is to see those specific things at each of the farms and see how things are being done on each of the farms. But I understand, because you all do grow produce, that there might be possibility of people buying some fresh produce during their visit.
Yeah, you bet. There will be fresh produce available, I think, at all 3 farms, at our farm for sure. And we will also have some baked goods.
Oh, yes. On Saturday afternoon, you can plan for Sunday company and have your yummies all done for sure. So this, as I mentioned early on, Farm Crawl is not new in the world of local food. It's new here. But I'm thinking that we all need to kind of get prepared for kind of new language and new things as the local food growing does expand here. And it seems to be doing that, Emily.
Yes, definitely. I think you'll see one of the great things about local food is that you see some types of vegetables and fruits that you maybe don't see in the grocery store because it's not as easy or it's not produced on a commercial scale, so it's some of that more small scale, hands-on type of stuff, like kohlrabi, for instance, is one that comes to the front of my mind that you'll find in the farmer's market or in your local CSA box or, you know, at a roadside stand that you're probably not going to find that in the grocery store. So there's just a lot more variety. And even within varieties of things that you do find at a grocery store, you'll find more colors and more shapes and more different textures and flavors of the same stuff that you might see in the grocery store, but you'll find a greater variety here locally. So
Emily, remind us again this event, what time and what date?
It's August 27th from 1 to 5 p.m., so this Saturday afternoon.
All right, and I know you can find all those farms on the way from along the Elkhorn Road. If you have any questions about that, give us a call at KGN and we'll be sure to help you out. Thank you so much to Emily Polson for visiting with us today. And until next time, here's a thought from Milton Berle. If opportunity doesn't knock, build a door.